Perhaps you have travel in your future. Well, if you do, you should always check in with our travel guru, Anita Thomas, first, because she has great advice and she's got great information for us if you're going to be traveling in the near future.
Presented by Sapelo Beach Vacations, it is Anita Thomas. How you doing, Anita?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. You're kind of channeling your David Letterman here today. You have a top 10 list of things you should kind of think about during a partial government shutdown when you're traveling. So where do we start?
Well, I always want to start with something that you can control, and that is your positive attitude. Because you know you're going into a situation where the lines will be long, people will have short tempers, and you just need to just calm down, whatever it takes for you to do that. Some people like to meditate in the morning. Some people like those positive affirmation quotes. Or maybe you're just talking with someone who knows how to calm you down. So just go into it with that positive attitude, knowing that you'll get through this. And then second, of course, is arriving at the airport with enough time that you can navigate through these long lines. And you and I were talking, Joe, off air here just now, and the lines are getting shorter. So that's a positive thing. So maybe you don't have to go as early. But at one point, they were suggesting 3 hours ahead of time, especially during the busy time of the day, which is 8 a.m. to 12:30. So just keep that in mind, at least for those two things.
And if you're flying to Charlotte or Birmingham, just drive. You can be there by the time. The time you put all that, to invest all that time, that's for sure. Bill, I think, did this the other day. He is a preferred traveler.
Well, I've done this. I've got some friends who actually do this. You're talking about the TSA PreCheck, right? And there's another thing called Clear that we looked into. I'm a little skeptical on those. Do they really do what they say they do?
Well, the Clear so far, I mean, because a lot of people are not signed up for that. I see people buzzing through. I have not signed up for Clear either, but Clear definitely gets you through faster. And they actually have the TSA PreCheck people.
TSA PreCheck
stand back
is cheaper
and wait
than
while
Clear.
The Clear people
is
go through
expensive.
First. So during this time would be a good time to sign up. You can sign up right at the airport. You don't have to do the interview and all of that part of signing up like you do with the TSA PreCheck. So that would definitely be an option in this day and time.
About luggage or a carry-on? Let's talk about that.
Well, if you do a carry-on, that's going to save you a little bit of time because you're not having to stand in the check-in line, which can be about 10, 15 minutes itself. And on days like this or times like this, it could be up to 30 minutes additional time that you would need to consider. So if you have the carry-on, you can check in at one of the kiosks, go right to TSA, and that puts you a little bit ahead.
Yeah,
so definitely a carry-on is good in this time.
I always check in with my app before I get there so I can just breeze through.
Oh, I love apps. Apps are really good. So you definitely want to download that airline app. You also, at this time too, should download TSA app as well as the airport app. Download all of those apps so that you can stay up to date. And in addition to that, go onto social media because Twitter was really, really the place for updates for TSA because they were giving travelers updates on how long the lines were and how much time you would need to get through security.
Gotcha.
So definitely use those things.
All right, and you might download the Encouraging Saying app, too, at the same time if you need that, right?
Stay calm.
We're halfway through with Anita Thomas's top 10 list of traveling during a partial government shutdown. Number six, let's talk about clothing.
Well, yeah, wear comfortable clothing because if you're going to be standing in line for, even if the lines are shorter than 3 hours, it may still be about an hour. So you're standing in line, so you want those comfortable shoes. It's a little bit chilly outside, so if you're wearing a coat, you want to maybe layer so that you can take off one layer and you're not so hot standing in line. And this is especially true for children and the elderly that may be traveling. So you don't want people getting too hot while you're going through that process of getting through. And then in addition, wear socks and be ready to remove your shoes if that is required. So just think about clothing that's comfortable for what you're going to be going through.
You know what Bill wore the other day when he went to the airport? He wore pajamas and house shoes, and he just said it was a breeze to get through at that point. He was very comfortable. And
I thought, well, my wife said we were going to Walmart, so I thought I'd dress appropriately.
All right.
Now, skip the belt if you can, because that's the hardest part to take off and on.
Hey, Anita, this is on a serious note. People with mobility limitations.
Absolutely, yes. If you have mobility issues and you are able to, on normal conditions, walk through the airport, get to your gate with no problem, this might be a time when you may want to consider getting a wheelchair because you will be standing, slowly moving, two or three steps, stop again at that slow pace, that could be difficult to maneuver, even if normally you can maneuver through the airport. So just consider that with mobility limitations. Don't want to have any problems.
Number nine.
Well, I was just going to add also, too, Joel, if you do need a wheelchair, order that ahead of time.
Okay.
Make sure you have one.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
All right, so then number nine is just be prepared when you get to TSA screening, because you know you got to go through it, so you might as well be prepared.
Oh, yeah. I have stood there behind people that are digging through their bags, trying to get the three-in-one bag out or trying to get out their computer. Be ready to put everything in that bin and go through and take everything out. I mean, so you're not holding up, you know, the line with that secondary check that they have to do sometimes. So chargers and things like that. I travel with a lot of recording equipment, so I always take all of those things out because I know they will be questioned a little bit further down there as I go through the security line. So just take all of that out and make it easy on yourself as well as the TSA agent.
And finally, that is just back to kind of what you alluded to or talked about to begin with, and that's just patience and take that deep breath, right?
Yeah, take that deep breath and just remember that it's all about the safety of the traveling public. And you are that traveling public right now. So you want everything to be safe as you board that airplane, because that's really what it's all about. That's what TSA is trying to do. And, you know, hey, it's tough on them. I mean, they are not receiving a paycheck right now. So morale is low and, you know, just things are really kind of tough now. So we have to think about that side of it as well.
All right. I just got a text from Traveling Tim. He said, I have both the Clear and TSA. He says TSA line's a breeze compared to the regular line. Last trip, he was in and through in about 6 to 7 minutes.
Wow.
Belt and shoes stayed in place.
Hey, man, I got to invest in this. That's a great thing, then. I'm looking into that.
Well, absolutely. Just the fact that you don't have to take everything out of your bag. You don't have to take your computer and everything out. And as he mentioned, you know, you can keep on your shoes and your belt and those things. He is absolutely right. So definitely check into the pre-check as well as Clear.
All right, there you go. Travel Bags of the Need and Friends, brought to you by Sapelo Island or Sapelo Beach Vacations. Find more at that website, and Travel Bags got a website, and of course, Anita's out there on social media, and she's posting these things. She's got some big things coming up. We'll find out more about it on the show this weekend, 1 o'clock right here, brought to you by Sapelo Island Birdhouses. It's Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Anita?
That's right.
We all wish we could be you, but we're not, so thanks for sharing your life with us.
Well, thank you, guys.